evening, folks. It is the 5th of May. It's Wednesday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I just made a remark to my producer that God works in mysterious ways in a totally different context from the manner in which I'm going to describe this evening. You know, I've always hated that phrase, you know, when a nice little old lady gets run over by a pickup truck and you say, how could that happen? People always say, God works in mysterious ways. Well, that's a hell of a way for God to work, but be that as it may, now, don't get upset out there, folks. I'm just being flippant. I'm not being sacrilegious. You can pray for me if you wish, but I'm just being a little flippant here. Anyway, God does work in mysterious ways, and when we come back from the break, I'll explain why I say that God works in mysterious ways. But it occurs to me that God does work in multiple mysterious ways. Open up the Washington Post today, and I see an article that says, a contentious effort to expand audits of the Federal Reserve that sailed through the House despite heavy criticism appears to be picking up steam in the Senate. Senator Bernard Sanders, independent of Vermont, is pushing an amendment to the financial overhaul bill before the Senate that would broaden the Government Accountability Office's power to audit the Fed and compel the central bank to disclose details about the firms that received emergency federal aid during the financial crisis. Sanders' measure reflects legislation introduced by Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, who has harshly criticized the Fed for decades, and Paul's bill was approved overwhelmingly by the House last year. The movement against the Fed has collected a diverse collection of supporters. The bill has support from FreedomWorks, a conservative activist group that has helped organize Tea Parties and liberal organizations such as the Campaign for America's Future. And, of course, it might be mentioned that Bernie Sanders, and yes, my middle name is Bernard, as in Saint Bernard. My middle name, yes, just as Senator Bernard Sanders, a Jewish senator from Vermont, who calls himself a socialist. And here we have a socialist aligned with Ron Paul, a libertarian, taking on the Fed. And I'm proud to say that years ago, Liberty Lobby strongly pushed for an audit of the Fed and gave more momentum to that legislation than it had ever seen in its history. And you know, it's funny, I was telling John Stadtmiller a very interesting and revealing story about the early audit the Fed legislation that I think is probably worth telling you here tonight. Something that I may have alluded to in the past, I may have actually told the story, but it is well worth telling the story again because it does show how politics really works here in Washington. What you see is not always what you get. At any rate, we are going to the break here, folks, and as we do go to the break, I'll take this opportunity to remind you that if you like what you hear on this program or anywhere else on this network, it's probably not a bad idea to make a donation. Put a $10 bill, a $20 bill. Wish you had $30 bills. I tell you to put a $30 bill in the envelope and mail it off to Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas. You can get the snail mail address right here on the website at republicbroadcasting.org. When we come back, I'm going to reflect on Liberty Lobby's efforts in the realm of pushing an audit for the Fed. I think you'll find this one story of particular interest. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at americanfreepress.net, and check out the website of the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. Before I went to the break, I was talking about self-described socialist Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont, who is officially an independent, but who has, over the years, described himself as a socialist. He is pushing a bill in the Senate, equivalent to the House bill of Ron Paul, that would put the Federal Reserve's monetary policies under inspection. Now, of course, over the years, you know, people said, hey, it's time to audit the Fed, and people would say, oh, the Fed is audited. Well, yes, they audited a number of pencils that the pencil pushers that the Fed used, and they audited a photocopy ink dispensers. What do they call those things? You know, the office supplies, things like that. But nobody has ever really audited the Fed and monitored its financial policies. Now, I should mention before I go into my discussion of the audit the Fed efforts by Liberty Lobby in the old days, I should mention that a very outspoken critic of the Fed who says, don't audit the Fed, but abolish it, Jim Trafficant, who, of course, is a former member of Congress and now a columnist for American Free Press, and a very popular one, I might add, he is in the race once again to reclaim his old House seat. But he's running as an independent. And there are suggestions that he could very well pull an upset. This is something, obviously, we're going to watch very, very closely, and I do hope you will support Jim Trafficant's campaign with your prayers and with your donations, because I'm here to guarantee you that there are certain powerful interests in this country that are not going to support Jim Trafficant and will do everything in their power to keep him from getting elected. just as they did everything in their power to railroad him into federal prison for crimes that he did not commit. But in any case, Jim Trafficking is in the race. Good luck, Jim. We're going to have to get him back here in the show and introduce him to the new listeners to this program who didn't have the opportunity to hear him when he was a guest on the program a month or so ago, 2 months ago, however long it was. In any case, this issue of auditing the Fed has been around for a long, long time. And back in the mid-1980s, I do believe it was, I recall sitting in the Liberty Lobby office one day and reading that a bill to audit the Fed had been introduced in Congress. We reported regularly on this in the old Spotlight newspaper, and we were probably one of the few people who actually did report on it. There were other independent populist and conservative journals, although a lot of conservative journals wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole because it would be too controversial. And of course, conservatives have an affinity for big banks and super capitalism, and they wrongly think it represents free enterprise when it doesn't. So, as I say, not many people were talking about auditing the Fed. And I said to Willis Cardo and Vince Ryan and so forth, I said, you know what? I said, we ought to throw Liberty Lobby's support behind this and try to encourage people to get their members of Congress to sign on as co-sponsors of the Audit the Fed legislation. Well, in fact, we did. An Audit the Fed bill had been introduced. And we did a mass mailing to people, raised money, distributed a lot of material urging people to audit the Fed, made a lot of efforts, and we got a few people to join on as co-sponsors. Now, this again is off the top of my head, but it's important to remember that there was this audit the Fed legislation that was introduced every 2 years. I do believe Ron Paul had introduced some of this legislation. But I do recall specifically that when the new legislation was introduced, that it had been introduced by Representative Phil Crane, who was a classical conservative Republican from the state of Illinois. And I've met Phil Crane once or twice at some conservative conferences here in Washington. Very interesting fellow, very well-spoken, good-looking fellow with a very attractive family, very glamorous wife. And so he had this Audit the Fed legislation in, and again, Liberty Lobby got behind it. And Liberty Lobby even went out and hired a lobbyist. Now, Liberty Lobby was a registered lobby, but in its later years, Liberty Lobby didn't do a lot of lobbying per se with lobbyists on Capitol Hill. We did have one lobbyist, Tricia Katzen, who was very well known and very popular, and she did a lot of good work. But we needed someone to focus exclusively on the issue of the Audit the Fed legislation introduced by Congressman Crane, and we hired Clinton Ray Miller, who had long years of experience as a lobbyist working for the National Health Federation, a very fine organization which was long headed by my late friend Maureen Kennedy Salomon. Great lady, Maureen Salomon. And Clint Miller came on board as a special lobbyist for Liberty Lobby, and he spent a lot of time working Capitol Hill over a period of several years through several Congresses, urging people to sign on as co-sponsors of the Audit the Fed legislation. And I'm pleased to say that through Clint Miller's work and through the efforts of the Spotlight, quite a few people did in fact sign on as co-sponsors to the Audit the Fed legislation. That's a good thing. However, we discovered something very disheartening. Phil Crane's office was approached, and I believe it was by Clint Miller, and it was indicated to Congressman Crane's office that Liberty Lobby was ready to throw its support behind this effort. And at that time, the Spotlight newspaper had probably 150,000 weekly readers, weekly subscribers, which translates into roughly anywhere between 300,000 to 500,000 readers, because, of course, people pass on the newspaper and pass on literature and so forth. And we had printed up special reports on the Fed. And in fact, I wrote most of the material for the one audit the Fed piece that we circulated into the tune of hundreds of thousands of copies. But when Congressman Crane's office was approached by Liberty Lobby, and I do believe it was by Clint Miller himself, possibly his wife Bonnie, who also worked as a lobbyist for Liberty Lobby on the audit the Fed issue, Congressman Crane's office admitted quite candidly that, well, and this is more or less how they put it, they said, well, you know, we really don't expect that legislation to go anywhere. We just introduce that every 2 years or so because a big supporter of Congressman Crane is very partial to that issue, and we do that to make him happy. Well, you know, I was telling John Stadtmiller this story last evening on the phone. We were talking, and you know, I said to John, I said, I thought that I knew a lot about politics, but I want to tell you, I learned one hell of a lot about how politics really works with that remark coming out of Phil Crane's office. In other words, Phil Crane really didn't care about the issue, but he introduced the bill, and he was content to just let it sit there. And so it came as a shock to the congressman's office when all of a sudden Liberty Lobby is pushing hard on behalf of this legislation. That says a lot about a lot of things. But in any case, I am just so proud of the fact that Liberty Lobby early on attached itself to that issue and pushed it hard over a period of several Congresses. And ultimately, the bill, obviously, was never approved, but thanks to Liberty Lobby's efforts, there were, oh, I guess probably, maybe as many as 20 or 30 people who did sign on as co-sponsors, and a very interesting array of people at that. But in any case, now times have changed, and the issue is a big issue. At least people are talking about the Fed. People are talking about its corruption. People are starting to look at who controls the Fed and why they control the Fed and what they do with the Fed, this money machine that generates the cash that allows these people to buy control of the major media in this country and thereby use that control of the media to dominate our political process. But the issue has gotten big enough, and this is the good thing, folks. The issue has gotten big enough now that even mainstream newspapers, such as the Washington Post, are now being forced to report upon it. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing, folks. And while an audit of the Fed may not be, an audit of the Fed may not be the final solution, dare I refer to it as that, it's certainly a start, and it's gotten people talking about it. So good for Ron Paul, good for Bernie Sanders, good for those members of Congress who, for whatever reasons of their own, maybe it's just for votes, maybe it's for public relations, but they are putting their names on it. The bills are moving ahead, and we may actually see some sort of change. So, folks, we are going to the break at this time, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how God works in mysterious ways.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices on 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Before we proceed with the program, we have a caller here. It is Carl from Canada. He's Carl from the United States, but he's calling from Canada. He is in the hands of the authorities in Canada. Very unusual story. Carl has told his story on this program. We've done stories about him in American Free Press. And Carl is here to bring us an update. Carl, before you go anywhere, I want you to tell... Are you there, Carl?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, Carl. Before we go anywhere, I want you to give people the website address where people can find out more about your case.
Yeah, liberatecarl.com.
Liberatecarl.com, and Carl is spelled with a C, folks.
Yeah,
just
and
like
they're trying to make me out to be a scumbag and to make call me names and, make me out to be a terrorist. Like, they're normal tactics.
Well, people can get the whole story up there, Carl. But anyway,
go ahead, Carl.
Two
things. You talked about God's... I was going to ask you some things about this, too, which, since you brought that up. If anyone wants to make a PayPal donation, my PayPal is U.S. Political Prisoner, all one word, at hotmail.com.
U.S. Political Prisoner at hotmail.com. Now, Carl,
that's
let me ask
my
you
PayPal.
Question.
That's if they want to donate money for
well,
my
let me
legal
ask you
bill.
Question,
I have
Carl,
like
this is very important. Is that
$20,000 in legal fees and other costs?
Wait, Carl, listen. This is very important. Is that U.S. with periods in U.S. or is it just the letters U.S.?
U.S. Without the periods.
Okay, U.S. without the periods. U.S. Political Prisoner at hotmail.com.
Yes, and also I have proof of this brain scan technology. I want your listeners to Google brain scan technology, and also F is in Foxtrot, M is in Michael, R is in Romeo, I is in India. I'm holding my lawyer's secretary faxes to me. I'm at the Douglas Hospital. I was before at Pinnell Institute. Now they said that basically I'm not in my right mind, so they sent me to Douglas Hospital, which is famous for MK Ultra and McGill University. And now I'm here at Douglas. I have an article from Discovery News. Brain scan can read your thoughts. Brain scans could reveal what a person is thinking. Using fMRI scans, scientists can distinguish memories of a past event a person is recalling. And they basically, now they can eavesdrop on people's thoughts. And what they've done is they created a nano device that does the same thing as this fMRI. You have to Google nano fMRI. And I'm here. I've been locked up 3 years now, immigration. And then they transferred me from the Immigration Detention Center, where I used to be for 19 months, to a prison called Riviere des Prairies, based upon a supposed bomb threat. And now they put me here in this hospital, Douglas, after they had me in Pinnell for about a month.
You know, it's always
Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson at Midas Resources has all the articles, because I had somebody looking up articles, and he's got copies of all this stuff for this fMRI, because I was on the phone today, and the owner of GCN and Midas Resources on your competitor network.
Yeah, one thing we need to remind folks, Carl, is, you know, a lot of people, when they hear about this kind of technology, their immediate reaction is, oh, that's science fiction, this doesn't exist, but in fact it does exist.
And I have the articles here, I can read you some excerpts about it refers to the movie Minority Report. You know, have you seen the movie with Steven Spielberg? It's a Tom Cruise movie.
I saw that movie some time ago. This technology, Carl, I would encourage people to look it up for themselves if they have any doubts about it, because you can find these things on the internet, and these are not just internet conspiracy theories, these are articles from scientific magazines. I mean, the technology is there, and anybody who doubts it is a technology denier. And there is this long history of this kind of experimentation being conducted by intelligence agencies. It's been utilized on political prisoners in the United States and around the world for years and years. So I don't want anybody out there to think, oh, this guy's talking crazy stuff, because you're not.
Can I finish in a few minutes? Can you?
Yeah, Carl, I tell you what, we're going to the break here. So before we go to the break, I want you to give us your email address again and your website address again, and people can check it out for themselves.
U.S. political prisoner. This is my PayPal account too,
okay,
but it's my email. If people want to make any donations for my legal fund, U.S. political prisoner at hotmail.com.
And of course, your website is liberatecarl.com.
Yeah, but it's forwarded to another site that hasn't been updated in a long time, but it's the person doing the site has been away, and it's got to be updated, but it points to a freewebs.com website, U.S. political prisoner.
Yeah, well, I encourage people to check this out, you know, and they can read it for themselves. It's an amazing story. It goes to show how a person can get caught up in... not just, you know, you've been caught up in more than just the American judicial system. Now you're in the Canadian system, and it gets crazier by the day.
Now
and
I've been talking
just a warning to people that it can happen.
What got me into this mess was talking about Armageddon and God's methodology, how he used Israel's enemies to punish Israel as his instrument, and he did this to other nations. And now it's like I've been seeing these prophecies about the stripping the Vatican of the immunity from the Pope and going
Carl,
after
listen,
religion.
I tell you what, I hear that music. We got to go, but I'm telling people they need to check out your website. Folks, check it out. Find out the story for yourself. It's quite a story. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will talk about God's mysterious ways.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
AM 1420. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's www.panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Over lunch today, I picked up the New York Times, and here is an obituary that appears in the New York Times today. It is headlined, Rabbi Moshe Hirsch, 86, Israel opponent. Rabbi Moshe Hirsch, a leader of an ultra-Orthodox Jewish sect that opposes the existence of the Israeli state, and a longtime advisor to the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, died Sunday at his home in Jerusalem. He was 86. Turns out Hirsch was born in Brooklyn, became a rabbi, he emigrated to Israel, but he never became an Israeli citizen. And an advisor on Jerusalem affairs, the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas, was quoted by the Associated Press as saying on Sunday, quote, "We consider Rabbi Hirsch a part of the Palestinian people. He is one of the Palestinian Jews whom we give all respect, and this is to confirm that our problem is not with the Jews as a religion, it's with Zionism." Now, it says here, Rabbi Hirsch was the son-in-law of Rabbi Aharon Katzenelbogen, founder of the anti-Zionist sect Nutra Karta, created in 1938 in what was then Palestine. Nutra Karta, which means guardians of the city in ancient Aramaic, has several thousand members in Israel, the United States, and Canada. They believe that according to the Torah, Jews were exiled from Israel because they sinned and that God has forbidden the formation of a Jewish state until the Messiah arrives. Of course, the New York Times has to take a hit at the late rabbi, saying even ultra-Orthodox Jews who share its theological views have distanced themselves from Nutra Carta because of its actions. In 2006, Nutra Carta leaders traveled to Tehran, where they posed for pictures with the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, at a conference where the Holocaust was denied. Well, folks, I was at that conference. They say that it can't be determined whether Rabbi Hirsch was among them. To the best of my memory, he was not. And I can also tell you that the Holocaust was not denied at that conference. In fact, there were many people who fervently said that, yes, there was a Holocaust at that conference. Well, it goes on to say about Rabbi Hirsch. He became a confidant of Yasser Arafat in the 1980s, while Arafat, the Palestine Liberation Organization chairman, was in exile in Tunis. When Arafat returned to Jericho in 1994, Rabbi Hirsch greeted him and soon after was chosen as his advisor on Jewish affairs. While Arafat lay in a coma for 13 days at a French hospital in 2004, Rabbi Hirsch led a delegation from Nutra Carta that prayed for him there. Quoting the organization's website, it says, Nutra Carta opposes the so-called State of Israel not because it operates secularly, but because the entire concept of a sovereign Jewish state is contrary to Jewish law. The true Jews are against dispossessing the Arabs of their land and homes. According to the Torah, the land should be returned to them. Well, you know why I say God works in mysterious ways, folks? Because I happen to read this obituary of Rabbi Hirsch today. I say that because just last night on this program, I was talking about the fact that this character known as Kinky Balloon, that is Christopher Balloon, the reasons for which he is kinky, known as Kinky Balloon, I really can't talk about very freely on the family hour as we are here now. But in any case, this character, Balloon, has been talking about anti-Zionist Jewish attorney Mark Lane and saying that Mark Lane is a Zionist Jew. Well, guess what, folks? Mark Lane was a friend and legal advisor for this Rabbi Moshe Hirsch. Hardly something that a Zionist Jew would do. And, you know, I was just looking here. I found a brief article written by Mark Lane for American Free Press. He did write several articles for American Free Press, but he's never controlled American Free Press, as this lying kinkster Balloon alleges. He tells a lot of lies, this guy. But here's what Mark Lane said. Some years ago, I traveled through Palestine, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip to interview witnesses for a case I had filed against the Jewish National Fund in the United States District Court in Washington. The complaint that I drafted charged the Jewish National Fund in the United States was not entitled to tax-exempt status as a charitable institution since it was openly controlled by a foreign country, the State of Israel, therefore not an American organization, and since its primary function was to steal land from Palestinians, it was about as charitable as Al Capone, but on a larger scale. Does that sound like a Zionist Jew writing, folks? Mark Lane continues, anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer Mark Lane continues, while there I met the chief rabbi of the Nutra Carta, the most Orthodox Jewish community in the world, with tens of thousands of followers living in Jerusalem and many more throughout the United States. His son had just been furtively kidnapped by the Israeli Defense Force and was being held as a prisoner at a military base. Rabbi Hirsch asked me to represent his son in an effort to secure his freedom. Thus, Mark Lane writes, and he's Zionist Jewish lawyer, Mark Lane writes, thus began my introduction to and working relationship with the leading and most spiritual anti-Zionist force. He writes, the members of Nutra Carta live in Jerusalem, do not recognize the State of Israel, pay no taxes to it, do not attend its schools, do not register their children at birth with the Israeli regime, and above all, refuse to serve in its military. As an American lawyer, Mark Lane writes, I believe that my powers of persuasion in a foreign nation were extremely limited until the leaders of the movement, at a press conference with me, stated that we would, all of us, several thousand strong, march to the military base and free the young man, as the rabbi stated, by any means necessary. As you can see, Lane writes, the group is spiritual but not passive. Menachem Begin, then the prime minister, and former terrorists. Note that Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer, refers to Menachem Begin, the respected hardline Zionist, as a former terrorist. Well, Menachem Begin released the rabbi's son to avert a serious confrontation that would have brought to the attention of the world a Jewish Orthodox religious movement dedicated to peace with all the residents of the area. I spent many hours with Rabbi Hirsch, the religious leader of the community, and learned for the first time that hundreds of thousands of Orthodox Jews spoke for principle and for love and respect for the rights of their sisters and brothers, their Palestinian neighbors, as they opposed the violence of the terrorist state of Israel. Mark Lane's written words, ladies and gentlemen, the terrorist state of Israel. What a liar Kinky Balloon is, folks. What a liar he is. We need to call him on the carpet and expose him for the liar that he is. Mark Lane continues, while these Jewish anti-Zionists daily risk their liberty, and I'm flipping the page here, daily risk their liberty, even life in a nation gone mad, in the United States, the leading Zionists, recipients of pieces of silver for their service to a foreign state, count among its most respected members such leading Christians as Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and George W. Bush. Why is the teaching of the Neutra Carta relevant today? Mark Lane asks. Those, myself included, who have relied upon secular arguments to oppose the illegal occupation of Palestine by the State of Israel, who oppose theft of land and the murder of its inhabitants upon moral principles, have been met with statements by the official state rabbis of Israel and their Christian supporters on American television that God wants the Jewish people to occupy Israel. Having neither a direct line to God nor an understanding of the ancient history, I was unable to reply. Mark Lane was asked to introduce Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, a spokesman for the Neuter Carta, at a conference sponsored by the Barnes Review and American Free Press, and he says he was delighted and accepted at once. He was glad that another view regarding the struggle in the Middle East, one too often suppressed, was finally to be heard. These are the words of Mark Lane reflecting on Neuter Carta and the late Rabbi Moshe Hirsch, Israel opponent who just died here. Mark Lane opposes, in his own words, the illegal occupation of Palestine by the State of Israel. He opposes the theft of land and the murder of its inhabitants. Mark Lane calls Israel a terrorist state. Isn't it amazing, folks, that I just happened to read about Rabbi Hirsch's death and remembered that, in fact, Mark Lane had represented Rabbi Hirsch. In fact, Mark Lane also represented and did legal work on behalf of the Palestine Liberation Organization and Yasser Arafat. Hardly something that a Zionist Jew, as alleged by Christopher Boleyn, the liar, the reprobate, the adventurer, the mysterious international traveler, would contend. Isn't that interesting, folks? Yeah? You know, it's funny. In Mark Lane's home office here in Washington, D.C., he had two pictures sitting on his desk, and I always remember this. One was of his late friend, Dr. Martin Luther King. And, of course, as you'll recall, Dr. King's family hired Mark Lane to represent James Earl Ray, the alleged assassin of their father and husband. And there was another picture sitting on Mark's desk, and it was a picture that he took of a young Palestinian. Mark was so inspired by these young Palestinians, and in the background, you could see the State of Israel. This young Palestinian that Mark took the picture of was killed by the Israeli Defense Forces probably not more than an hour or two after Mark took that picture. Would a Zionist Jew, as Mark Lane has been alleged to be by Christopher Kinky Partouze Balloon, would Mark Lane have a picture of a young Palestinian freedom fighter on his desk alongside the picture of his friend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? And isn't it ironic that both of them were assassinated? Probably ultimately by the same people, I might add. Isn't that interesting? That was kind of like a little gift from God. Just a reminder that the facts, when brought out, show that this character, Balin, cannot be trusted. If he lies about Mark Lane being a Zionist Jew, this guy, this anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer, civil libertarian, who's taken on the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish National Fund, supported the work of the Palestinians, if Kinky Balloon lies about that, folks, what else is he lying about? We're going to bring him down, folks. We're going to bust his Kinky Balloon. We're going to pop it. We are going to bring him down, folks. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. And you know, before we go to the break, tell you something else interesting that clicked in my mind just yesterday. I happened to find a postcard that Christopher Balin had mailed to American Free Press, one of several that he mailed to American Free Press over the years, and one of several that he mailed to me back when he was calling himself my friend. You know what, folks? Christopher Balin doesn't write his own postcards or his own letters. Do you know that his wife writes all of his postcards and letters using one of these fancy pens, a calligraphy pen? In other words, disguising what the real handwriting is like. Why is Helia Brand Caskell handling all of Christopher Balin's written correspondence and signing his name and using calligraphy pens to do it? Calligraphy pens, folks, if you've ever worked with them, they disguise your real handwriting. And if you know anything about the science of handwriting analysis, you know that you can find out an awful lot of very interesting things about people. So clearly, Mr. Kinky Balloon has something to hide, and that's why he hides behind a facade of lies and disinformation. Who really runs Christopher Balin? Is his wife, Helia Brand Caskell, his handler? One very intelligent, well-informed, widely experienced lady who is the wife of one of my colleagues at American Free Press suspected from the beginning that the Balins were an intelligence team, and that in fact Helia Brand Caskell, the wife of Kinky Balloon, who could be called Kinky herself, frankly, this big bad mama, in fact the thought was that she was Christopher's handler. And the very fact, folks, that she handles his correspondence and signs his name using a calligraphy pen, I find very interesting, very mysterious, very telling, very provocative indeed. The more you look back on these things, folks, the more you see these seemingly disjointed little mysteries, it does indeed point toward the direction of that conclusion that, in fact, Christopher Balin has been, from the very beginning, some sort of disinformation specialist with a hidden agenda. His lies to bring it full circle, his lies about Mark Lane, which we have exploded very firmly here today with this information from the New York Times coupled with Mark Lane's own writings about the late Rabbi Hirsch, are just part of the bigger picture. Anyway, God bless Rabbi Hirsch. He was a good man, and he tried to fight for peace in Palestine. All right, we're going to the break, folks.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour. We just have time for one call this evening, and we will apologize to those we can't bring up, but we're going to bring up Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Michael. You know, I'm glad you brought me up tonight. Hey, if Alex Jones is listening, he might want to turn down his radio.
Okay.
Abe Foxman and Johnny Loftus might want to turn down theirs too. But Michael, you know, I want to attempt in this call quickly to give the big lie to Alex Jones' big Hitler lie, the big Hitlerian lie. No matter how much information he puts out, and how many people he interviews and everything. It all comes back to Hitler, the Nazis, and the Nazi New World Order. Now, let me clear, I think I can clear this up, especially to your listening audience, Michael. Look, before, you know, I was a New York cab driver, okay? I used to take breaks with Jewish cab drivers. I had a big, fat Jewish friend, and he used to joke around. I mean, no, he's not joking around. He was serious, but the way he talked, he says, hey, nobody's going to Jew me out of the fear. Nobody Jews me out of the fear, he's saying. They might Jew me out of the tip, but they're not going to Jew me out of the fear. He said, I don't even let any Jew Jew me out of the fear. No Jew's going to Jew this Jew. And so on. So we all know the expression to be Jewed out of something is to be swindled and cheated out of it. Now listen, before the Nazis ever existed, before...
Dave, listen, you're going to have to speak up. We're losing you here.
Oh, okay. Hey, before the Nazis ever existed, back in 1913 with the Federal Reserve, when that Jewish conclave of that cabal of Jewish bankers, Bernard Baruch and Paul Warburg, when they met on Jekyll Island, when they Jewed America out of all of their good faith and credits. The Nazis didn't even exist, Alex Jones, okay, when we were Jewed out of the good faith and credit of the United States. We were Jewed out of so much before the Nazis even existed. Now, let's look at after the Nazis. Germany, hey, the Nazis during World War II, they didn't Jew us out of anything. They didn't Nazi us out of anything. We were not Nazi out of anything. We completely vanquished the Germans. We murdered them, and we put them on trial, and we hung them. Hitler's dead. They were completely vanquished. Now, look at, since World War II, since the Nazis have been completely vanquished, look at what we have been Jewed out of. We've been Jewed out of everything. We've been Jewed out of all our wealth. We've been Jewed out of our wives and our daughters. We've been Jewed out of our babies. My head's starting to spin. Everything that we've been Jewed out of a fair trial. We've been Jewed out of a trial by jury. We've been Jewed out of everything. We've been Jewed out of our health care, our legal. We've been Jewed out of all our rights. We haven't been Nazied out of these things. We've been Jewed out of them by guys like Timothy Goldflyer Keitner, okay, and Hanky Panky Paulson and Hanky Panky Bernanke and Greenspan. They're all a bunch of Jews, Alex Jones. It's a Jew world order, Alex. That's, we're being Jewed out of everything by the Jews. And Nazis don't exist, Alex. So that's why I never called your show, Alex Jones, because I wouldn't dignify your big Hitler lie. It's a big Hitler lie. You're the biggest perpetrator of the big Hitler lie by characterizing this. He characterizes the great global super Satans.
Dave, I hear that music, but I'll tell you what, you're singing my song. Thanks for your call, Dave. All right, folks, we are wrapping it up here. Very provocative ending there. And, you know, I think Dave has put his finger on something. Have a good evening, folks. Stay tuned to RBN for more good programming and make a donation.
With recent